Yeah, you know, you presented one of those cases at the symposium as 35-year-old woman who was a Jehovah's Witness, and the room was absolutely silent as you were discussing that case. I mean, people were just like holding their breath thinking about it. And I guess she got through it. Her hemoglobin went down to 7.2, platelets 35,000. What's her current situation?
I mean, this is an amazing story. And, you know, I caution everyone to be careful about anecdotes and stuff. But this particular woman is 18 months into treatment, has obviously never needed a transfusion, but never even came close, or, you know, as close as she came is what you quoted. Her blood counts are quite good. We dose reduce the azacitidine to make some accommodations for her, but she's living a pretty close to normal life. She takes her pills. She comes in for the azacitidine treatments regularly. Bone marrow biopsies don't show any evidence of disease. It's quite remarkable what's happened with her. And, you know, I mean, this is the future. This is how we're going to treat this disease in the future.
So speaking of that, I mean, right now when you look at it, is the depth of response that you see here and getting a patient in shape for transplant indirectly, does it seem to be similar to 7+3?
Right. So we're in our infancy in understanding this. You know, I'll take the residual disease question first. I mean, the depth of responses seems to be quite good. We've reported at our poster at ASH that these patients frequently achieve MRD negativity by flow cytometry, multi-parameter flow cytometry at least. When you dig down deeper into more sensitive methods like digital droplet PCR, we can still get some people into an MRD negative state. But when you lower the bar, I guess raise the bar, it's harder to clear it. But I think this regimen has the potential to allow for very deep responses. And, you know, practically, when you look at the clinical experience here, the duration of response is a easy surrogate to say, well, you know, the responses must be deep.